Shalom Aleichem. Our question today, as it relates to Ayin Hara, is we've been talking about counting of individuals, counting of Jews, counting a minyan or more that were not permitted to count. That is highly problematic. Based on the Parsha in Kitisa. But does that only apply if somebody is verbally counting? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, or how about if it's out of a writing? We did discuss last time about thinking. Thinking is okay. Somebody is counting just in his head, but not verbally, that would be okay. But verbalizing the numbers, that is problematic. That is us, sir. But how about via a writing? Now, this can be done in numerous ways, probably, but we'll focus on two specific areas. If somebody is going around and he has a clipboard, it doesn't have to be that he has a clipboard, but he is writing down numbers of people, how many people come to him for him to count, and he'll notch a 1 or a 2 or write their names and count up everything that he notches on the paper in order to achieve a sum of the people. And an example would be somebody going around in a shul. How many people are here today? And he goes around and he makes a notch, a mark on the page for each person there, counts them up. So that would be one possibility. And the other possibility is not that you have a person doing it, administrating it, but people will hand in a piece of paper or a number on a piece of paper representing them or their families, hand that in to the individual, and the individual count from those pieces of paper. He's not marking it down. He's not effectively counting them in a writing because they're giving him the writing. So we will, Amir Tashem, get to those in a little bit. We are going to start with a machlokis, whether somebody who writes something is as if they have verbalized what they have written. So in Hebrew, it's called imdin ksiva kedin dibur lo. If writing, the halacha of writing, is the same as if somebody spoke. Din ksiva, the halacha in writing, kedin dibur, is as if the person spoke. Now, the ramification would be very significant for our question. If we say that writing is the same as speaking, then just like you cannot count people verbally, that's dibur, you also cannot count them out of a ksiva, out of a writing. So that would be a major nafkamina for counting people. But there are other nafkaminas as well for other mitzvahs. For example, Sfira Saomer, Hayom Yom Echad Laomer, Hayom Shnei Yamim Laomer, Yom Shlosha Yamim Laomer. Do you have to say it or can you simply write it? If we say that ksiva is the same as dibur, you can write it and fulfill the mitzvah. But if we say that ksiva is not kedibur, if we say that writing is different, you would actually have to say it. A similar thing would be making an oath, shvua nebeistin. Is making a shvua in writing the same as having said the shvua or not? It's the same question as we have as it relates to Sfiras Omer and also of counting people. So we're going to look first at the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer brings in the name of his father, the Chsam Sofer, that he proved that Shaksiva hi kedibur mishaul ha-melech. He proved that writing is the same as speaking, and his proof is from Shaul ha-melech. Because why Shaul ha-melech? When he counted Klal Yisrael, he counted them not verbally. For sure, that's problematic. He also did not count them by ksiva, writing down the number of people, but he counted them by taking an item from them, either an animal or a piece of cheres, a piece of pottery shard. That's how he counted. And the Chsam Sofer says, so why didn't he just count via a writing? Why did he have to go through all the effort of collecting item and item from each of them? That's much more difficult than counting out of a writing. And he says, because a writing is prohibited, just like speaking is prohibited, so too writing is prohibited. So we have the view of the Ksav Sofer that Ksiva is Kedibur, that we count them the same thing. And accordingly, when you count, you have to count Al Yedei Acher, you have to use something else. It can't be verbal, it can't be writing. It has to be, for example, you count a shekel from each individual or animal from each individual. And the concept, let's talk about the concept here, is that if we're counting people, let's talk about verbally. The Ayin Hara is because we can see the people. We see the people, we're counting the people, that's the problem. Same thing would apply if we are counting them via our writing. If they're coming and I'm walking around with a clipboard and just making a notch on the board and then I count it up, but I saw each of the individuals there, that is the Ayin Hara. On the other hand, if I'm simply counting an item that they gave, I'm never seeing the people, then there's no Ayin Hara. If the Ayin Hara is on people, not on specific items, but it would be whether verbal or written. If we have a person seeing each of the individuals, that would be a problem of counting. It doesn't have to be verbal. It can be in writing as well. That would all be in the Shita of the Chsam Sofer. On the other hand, the Pardes Yosef says that the Ralbag disagrees. The Ralbag disagrees, and he says explicitly, writes explicitly, that is permitted to count people via a writing. Via a writing would be permitted. Now, the Ralbag is one of the Rishonim, so that is based in the Rishonim that it would be permitted to count via a writing and not via, certainly not via counting verbally, but via writing would be permitted. So here we have it, a machlokas between the Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer says a writing of the same is verbal, they're both prohibited, and the Ralbag, brought down by the Pardes Yosef, who says that they are different. Verbal is problematic, writing is permitted. Now, it happens to be, if you look in the Sefer Ayin Hara, he says as follows, Nira kien kavanas haralbag shayu nimnim ovrin lifnei hamona vayamona. When the Ralbag said you can count via a writing, he says it doesn't make sense that the Ralbag is talking about a situation where each of the people came in front of the person who's counting, or the person went around and counted the people via writing on a piece of paper. That can't be the case, because he's really counting the people, whether he verbalizes or not, he's seeing the people, and that's what causes the Ayin Hara. So it must be that the Ralbag, when he says you can count out of a writing, is talking about where the people there, they each wrote their names or wrote something on a piece of paper, and the person is counting the pieces of paper. So he's not seeing the people. He's not effectively counting the people, because as we mentioned before, whether you count them verbally or in writing, but in writing you saw each of them, you went around to them, or they came before you and you counted them that way, that would be problematic. So it must be that the Ralbag, when he's saying you can count them from a ksav, from a writing, that the person who's counting simply had these ballots or these pieces of paper, and that's what he's counting, but not that he's counting people exactly, directly into a writing. So that is the chiluk that the Sefer Ayin Hara brings. So we're going to apply that concept now to how about participating or counting a census in Eretz Yisrael, to count how many people do we have living in the country. So can the country have a census, and can the people participate? Because effectively, you are counting, you're counting people, and most people are Jewish there. So in fact, there are some poskim who say you cannot run a census in the land of Israel. You cannot participate in a census in Israel. There are certain poskim that bring various svaras to be lenient. We'll bring two of them today, maybe a third one, but we'll certainly disagree with the third one. At least the Sefer Ayin Hara does. So the first one goes as follows. The Shevet Alevin of Vosner says that he cites that there are some people who are lenient on counting the population in Israel. Why? Because you're not counting Jews. When you're counting, you're counting everyone together, and it's not specifically Jews. Accordingly, you really don't know the number of Jews in the land of Israel. Now, people may want to respond that it could be in the census that you actually are asked to write your religion. And accordingly, maybe we do know the number of Jews, but that is going to be a very noisy and inaccurate number. Some people claiming that they are Jewish and they're not, and the reverse. I guess it would be more people claiming they're Jewish than they're not. So one svara to be lenient, that we're not specifically counting Jews and certainly don't have an accurate number. So that would be number one. Some people want to bring the svara based on the Re'em that he wrote, Shekola Yisrael Amanos, Yisraelu Rakasher Monim, as Kol Am Yisrael Kula, that the prohibition of counting Jews is when you count everyone together, you're counting the whole nation of Israel, but if you are counting part of Klal Yisrael, that would not be prohibited. But that is not indeed how we paskin, as we've talked about this, and we know that there's even a prohibition of counting a minion, 10 men. That's nowhere near all of Klal Yisrael, and that is prohibited as well. So this second svara, that it only applies if you're counting all of Klal Yisrael, that is disregarded, because that's not how we paskin, and a possible third svara to be lenient is if we are counting al yedei ksav, if we are counting out of a writing. Now, that would not work according to the Chsam Sofer, who says that a writing is just like verbalizing. They're both prohibited. But if we're in the shita of the Ralbag, then we could say that ksiva is not the same as dibur, writing is not the same as speaking, but then we would have to distinguish how is that census done. Is it that people are coming, knocking on doors, house to house, and seeing the people inside, and they write it down? So that would be effectively just like counting. It's just like counting verbally, we said, if the person is going around and seeing the individuals. On the other hand, if the way the census works is that people are filling out a census, they're filling something by hand or online and submitting it, and then there's a tally based on that, then we don't have the people being viewed, the people being counted, being seen by the people who are counting it. It's simply really by ksav. It's we're submitting a writing or simply submitting something online, and there's no seeing of the people that are being counted, and accordingly, there will not be an ayin hara. So that is a possible rationale to be lenient, a distinction between the types of bichsav, when it's in writing, when it's not in writing. If we're submitting the items, the forms, etc., to the government online, then there's not an ayin hara because they are not actually seeing the people. So there we have it in a nutshell. When it comes to counting of people, is there a problem? When it comes to counting bichsav in writing, that is a machlokas. The ksav sofer says yes, the rabbag says no, but then we qualified the Rabbag. Maybe the Rabbag is only talking about when the person counting doesn't see the people. They are submitting the writings to him, and he's only counting the writings, not seeing the people. And then we apply that concept to a census as one of the possible three ways to be lenient, is that people are simply submitting the writings. Based on that Rabbag, we would have a basis to be lenient. Have a wonderful day.